Good morning. We open with prayer. Lord, open our hearts to hear your word with an honest and good heart, to hold on to it tightly, and to produce faith, produce fruits of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Last fall, about a year ago, my dad's neighbor had a beautiful tree on his yard. It was an autumn blaze maple, about maybe 25, 30 feet high. It's about this big around. Beautiful tree. But a windstorm came along. All of a sudden, that tree was lying flat on the ground. And that's when they discovered something. When you dig down about a foot down into that soil, you hit solid rock. It was hard, solid rock. That tree looked beautiful. It was green and it was blowing. But its roots could not penetrate that rock. So its roots spread out horizontally, which was fine when it was getting rain regularly and when weather was nice. But when that wind came along, it blew it over. Now our Savior, in one of his most familiar parables, talks about seeds that fail to take root. In the parable of the sower and the seed, he tells us in Luke 8, those on the rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. So they believe for a while, but then fall away in a time of testing. God's seed is sown. His word goes out. But as he says, there are some people who receive it with joy. They may sit and listen and nod along with the preacher and even sing with enthusiasm the hymns. But that's when it's easy to be a Christian. While you're sitting in church, while you're sitting in these bleachers, maybe even while you're here at Emmanuel, being surrounded by Christian friends and hearing the word every day, being regularly watered with that word. But what happens, as our Savior says, in that time of testing? What happens when a strong wind comes along? When things aren't going our way? When we have money troubles? Maybe it's when we go away to a different school or a job where people don't respect what God says and, in fact, make fun of people who believe in the Bible. Or maybe we face temptations even from our classmates here at Emmanuel. Temptations of our own flesh. Winds come along in our lives all the time. And if we have no roots, we fall away in that time of testing. Like that big, beautiful autumn blaze maple. Our roots and our lack of roots is exposed and we're blown over. But what makes that difference? Why do some plants not have those roots? We read in Jeremiah 17, starting with verse 5, this is what the Lord said. Cursed is anyone who trusts in mankind, who seeks his strength from human flesh, and who turns his heart away from the Lord. He will be like a juniper bush in the wasteland. He will not see good things when they come. He lives in a dry place in the wilderness, in a salty land where no one lives. That's people who trust in themselves. As he said, seek strength from human flesh. When we do that, we find out we don't have the strength to stand up to storms. We may think, oh, I'm pretty strong in my faith. I go to church regularly. I know some Bible passages. I've been raised by Christian parents. I have a strong faith. Even if my friends are doing something that they shouldn't, I'm strong enough to resist that temptation. But I'm putting my trust in myself, in flesh. I can't dig my own roots deep enough. My faith will wither and die. Those storms will blow me over. But Jeremiah goes on to say, that we don't rely on our own strength. We rely on the Lord. Jeremiah says, but blessed is anyone who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be treated, will be like a tree planted by water. It sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear the heat when it comes. Its leaves will remain green. It is not concerned about a time of drought. It does not stop producing fruit. We rely on the Lord, on His strength. He is our roots. He is the one who sent His Son to cover all our sins. He is the one who made it so we can withstand even God Himself, the wrath of our God, the roots that He has given us in Jesus Christ, enable us to stand because of what Christ has done for us in covering up our sins. Jesus talks about, in His parable, the seed that was on the good soil. He said, the seeds in the good ground are the ones who hear the word with an honest and good heart, hold on to it tightly, and produce fruit as they patiently endure. That's why we are here. That's why I use this passage as our opening prayer this morning, asking God to open our hearts to hear the word, to rely on Him, to rely on it for our strength, for our salvation, not relying on ourselves. This theme is repeated over and over. Paul talks about it. He says, whenever I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. And as the psalmist says, my help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, that tree that fell over in my dad's neighborhood did not have deep roots. In spite of how beautiful that tree was, the owner was just ready to toss it, cut it up into parts, and throw it into the wood chipper. But I loaded up that tree in my trailer and brought it over to my house. And with a little help, I think actually some of you were there helping me with that, we planted that tree. And we put stakes around it and watered it, and trying to keep it alive. Now, it's had some ups and downs. First storm that came along, it blew over again. So I had to restake it, redo the ground around it. I've had to do that twice more. I think I've got it now. But that tree is doing well. And I have high hopes that it will continue to grow for many years. And that's exactly what our God does for us. Yes, there are times when we rely on ourselves and we fall. We fall to temptation. We fall to those storms. But our God has patience with us. He calls us back to Him again and again. And through our Savior's sacrifice, He grants us forgiveness, pulls us upright, and continues to nourish us in His word so that our roots do grow strong. May God grant that our roots do grow strong and we continue to grow for many, many years to come and produce fruit for Him. We'll sing of that this morning in the words of hymn 691. I'm glad I double-checked that. 691, verses 1, 3, and 4.